Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Real Ass Podcast live from Austin, motherfucking Texas. I'm the very first one, guys. I had so little faith that the Cookie King was going to be. That's right. I'm going to introduce my fucking guests. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him. On the end, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico's in the house.
That's me.
Come on, baby. And my Irish brother from another mother, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Colin Turrell's here.
Up the rah.
And a true living legend, the one and only Tony Hinchcliffe is in the house. What a day. What a day it's been. I flew in today.
This table's on a follow.
Nobody, listen. I mean this. We are not happy. As artists, we're not happy. As performers, we're not happy. If it was up to the
co-host,
this wasn't even going to be fucking taped. Who knows what was going to happen? It's a goddamn nightmare. Okay? I by the way, 50-50 shot, this is not being recorded right now. The sound guy, he's the nicest guy I've ever met in my entire life, but he's a goddamn drug addict. I mean, if you talk to him for a minute, he can't make any eye contact. He smells like fucking weed. He's nervous as hell. Dude, is this recording?
I don't see a red light anywhere, by the way.
We're good, man?
No, it's not recording. If any of the ladies want to get their tits out, it's not on camera. Just so you have my word. I promise you.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. It is another edition of the Real Ass Talent Show, Kill Tony edition, which I'm excited about.
Hey,
it's going to be pretty incredible.
Hell yeah.
We're going to get high up here. We're going to talk some shit. We're in Austin, Texas again, the week after Moon Tower. Why would Rebecca Trent convince me to come down the week after all of my more talented friends were just here? I mean, what is the point of this? I wouldn't be here if I were you.
Try being part of the less talented group of less talented people who are opening for you for the weekend.
Yeah, this hurts a lot. Not gonna lie, it's humbling.
There is 38 people in this room right now.
It is pretty unbelievable.
It is. It's a goddamn nightmare.
I just want to let you know, Louis, today I want to thank you because this is a good break from all the sold-out shows that I've been doing for months. It turns out somehow you're more canceled than I am, it appears. I don't know.
It's humbling, right?
It really is.
Doesn't it bring you back? Does it bring you back to the belly room? The beginning days?
Really? Seriously. I mean, I can't believe I retweeted this today too. I can't believe. I don't know what happened. I think the website must be down or something. This doesn't even make any sense.
Well, there's a lot going on. So last week was Moon Tower, so there was a million comedians in town, okay? And then apparently this weekend, which I did not realize until I got to my hotel 40 minutes away from here, there's a huge music festival that's in town, so I couldn't get a hotel. So they put me in a hotel. I'm literally staying 40 minutes from here.
Mm. What?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And then Zach...
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Zach and Colm are staying 3 blocks from here. But they show up and they found out that they were sharing a room. And if you wanna, watch,
if you wanna know terror, do drugs with me and watch me try to fall asleep at 3 a.m.
Dude, Colm was having none of it. Colm's like, I'm not sharing a room with Zach. I'm not sharing a room with Zach. I'm getting my own room. Look at the crowd, Colm. We can't afford our own rooms.
Nah, I said, I said to Lewis, I go, I'd rather sleep on the street. And I go, you can give me one of Jack's t-shirts and I'll make a tent. I meant to say Zach, but I said Jack.
If you had stuck the landing on the name of the person sitting next to you.
Well, you know what?
I just thought it was one of those like European things. Like, do they say their Z's like J's?
Oh, it's so jealous.
I ignored it. I heard him say it. I was like, oh, that's his culture. And I like that.
No wonder that joke got Jiro.
Hey, I'm thirsty. Can I get a Jima? A Jima. Right. It's a Zima joke. All right. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Sir, can you at least uncross your fucking arms? Relax, okay?
This guy's You're here. Crossed arms, mask around his chin. Look at this fucking guy.
Holy shit, sir. What type of attitude do you have right now? He's not a fan of the podcast. This guy's a fan of the podcast, and he brought his kitchen friend with him.
Well, you got your mask around your neck.
He didn't give a shit. That's how lazy Mexicans are.
Are you Mexican or one of the two types of Indian? Incan.
Is that a stereotype? Mexicans are lazy now?
Yeah, that's a stereotype.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh, you know what? I guess they do work really hard, but that is truly a stereotype. It's weird, right? The hardest working people I've ever met in my entire life, but goddamn it, I love calling them lazy right to their faces.
That must be like a New York thing, because, Mexicans were... Here, the blacks are the lazy ones. You know what I'm saying?
No. Tony. Everywhere, the blacks are the lazy ones.
Oh, okay. Are there any here? Are there any?
We got one.
Nope, we're here.
Got one black guy.
Oh, there he is. All right. Hey. Just kidding. Hardworking American.
Wow. I saw him. Yeah, he smiled.
Come on, Colm. It's too much. Look, we have a lot to talk about today's show. I did not know what the ACL festival was. That's Austin City Limits, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, shit, this waitress wants to fuck me. You guys see this? Hell yeah. I mean, listen, lady, I don't even know. We just met, but yes, if you're trying to get down.
Look at this.
Let's party.
Hannah Gatsby's back in comedy, everybody. There she is.
Is this whiskey? I can't drink whiskey. Whoever got me this whiskey, I will puke all over the place. I was sick last weekend.
Dude, it smells like his last set.
No. No, I'm going to give it to Zach.
Drink.
Jack. Jack, here. No, I'm not drinking whiskey tonight.
I'm drinking vodka already.
Sugar-free Red Bull and vodka. There you go. Drink some whiskey, Colm. You're good. There we go.
Yeah.
I appreciate whoever bought me that. It'll make me sick. I puked all over the place last weekend. But here's what's great about this ACL festival, okay? Because I had no idea what was going on. But then me and Colm went over to get barbecue earlier today, and it's all hot children. Like, it's just young, hot.
Yeah, it's Miley Cyrus, I do believe, performing.
A lot of it. Who else was it? Machine Gun Kelly?
Machine Gun Kelly's. George Strait?
Yeah.
Zach Gay.
Nice. It's like watching a monkey learn sign language every week. Lewis, make joke.
This show fucking rules. I don't care what anyone says. You know what? The 68 seats or so that we didn't sell that we could have sold, it's their fucking loss. Imagine that. So.
Yeah, it turns out you and Miley Cyrus have a huge crossover. That's the problem.
No, but we did. We were walking through the streets, and we noticed how many hot children. Colm, stop leaving me hanging here.
I'm not
hanging. Commenting on all the hot young children.
I was just saying, all I said was, in my country, we'd wipe that up. I said, I didn't say I was going to do it. I just said, back home, that would be mine. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It was.
They can all come out to the music festivals now that R. Kelly's in jail.
That is true. Yeah, I was actually excited. I would go to see a music festival now. That'd be fun, dude. Go see Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, she's playing too, dude. That's my favorite type of music right now.
I'm a slut. I'm a slut. Yeah. I'm a slut. Yeah.
Just female rappers that proclaim they love cock.
Yeah.
It is like a whole. That's a whole genre of music right now. It's whore rap.
Horse.
It's one of my favorite things in the world.
Just rhyming horse.
Yeah.
It's an entire thing.
How many words can you rhyme with cock? All of
you'd
them.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No, but they don't even rhyme words with cock. Cock is the word they repeat, and it's always just big cock, small cock, yellow cock, black cock. It's like, that's yellow not rapping. Cock. You're just saying cock all the time. You're not rhyming anything.
Yellow cock,
like, it doesn't matter.
Cock.
I'm a whore. Well, who cares? What do you get bogged down in the details for? I'm a slut.
Yeah, listen. I'm very excited. Here's what I'm excited about today's show, okay? Because we've done the Real Ass Talent show many times in the past, okay? But because we have Tony here today, I wanted to do it a little bit different. I wanted to do it, in Kill Tony style. So, Tony, when we bring these people up here, I want you to lead an interview section with them where we want to get to know these people.
But they do the talent first?
Well, we should. I think, what do we do before? We talk to them first and then they do the talent. But we'll do it Kill Tony style.
How do you do it?
We're going to do a Kill Tony style. Usually we talk to them for like a
but
minute.
But if we did a Kill Tony style, then they would do the talent first and then we'd...
That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to do, perfect. Okay? And we've had 6 people sign up for this. And I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to blow your fucking minds. The winner of today's talent show. And it's not even going to be... We are going to lead the audience. We're not judging anybody. You guys are the fucking judge, jury, and execution. You're going to decide who the winner of this talent show is. The winner of this talent show is going to receive $100.
Wow. You guys could have had 2 fucking hotel rooms for that kind of money.
Can you fucking believe what we're doing here today? $100. Now, I know I said it was supposed to be $250. I advertised it for months on the Real Ass Podcast, but you didn't show up. So we're going to go with $100, which I think is still a larger percentage than we have in the audience. So here's we're gonna get into this. Let's get our anything got the plug. Let's get it out of the way now. Anybody? Let's just fucking move on to the Real Ass Talent Show, good. Ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready for the Real Ass Talent Show, Austin Edition?
All right, guys. Our first contestant coming up to the stage. His talent is playing hide and seek. Brian Laundry.
How cool would that be if we actually had him as a guest?
That'd be pretty. He is a real ass dude.
Can you imagine the text from Rebecca? Did you have the guy that killed that woman on the show?
Yeah, but
you're going to have to be more specific.
It wasn't recorded, so don't worry about it.
Dude, I'm just waiting for like a chubby blonde chick to fuck with me so I could call her Gabby Potatoes right to her face.
Oh,
it's just the only thing I want. I'm just waiting for her. Come on, I dare. Come on, fat white chicks. Come at me, I'll fucking Gabby Potato you. Listen, we have a plethora of talented people here right now. And should we just go down in order? Maybe we'll try to get to all of them. This guy's pretty good.
Well, don't put any talents back to back.
No, I won't put them back. I got this, all right? Dude, I've done this before.
I think maybe you should go reverse instead of the first, then you fire it backwards.
All right, I'm going with the first.
The first person.
The first guy's got to go, okay?
Right.
It's honestly an honor of you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring up your first contestant to the stage. He goes by the name You're Gay.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for You're Gay.
Yes!
Here he is, everybody.
Keep that
You're
round
Gay.
Of applause going until he gets to the stage, please.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. There you go. I don't think that's the entrance way, but... Okay. Hell yeah. This is great. Did you guys...
Should we tell him what his talent is, or should we? Should he just do his talent, and then we should see if they can even figure out what it is? I don't think we say what his talent is.
Well, I don't know if you see his fucking shirt, Lewis, but he came prepared.
Bring the ping.
Bring the ping.
Good luck getting that dry cleaned.
Talk about Vietnam flashbacks.
All right, so we're gonna let you go. You have about a minute or so to show us your talent.
I guess I just made the t-shirt. I guess to give context on it, I went to four.
What the fuck? That's not your talent. Just do your talent. You have a talent that you wrote down here. Mumbling through an explanation about your shirt was
like
not your talent.
All right, so the talent was Asian impersonation.
Well, are you going to fucking do it or what, dude? You need Uncle Tony to show you the way? You know what I'm talking about? You guys want to go to the fucking deep waters tonight? Huh? How many of you think I should say a racial slur right now? Yeah! All right, go ahead with your thing.
These people don't have your back, Tony.
Was that it? Like wearing the shirt was the impression?
Yeah, that was it.
No, you got to do your... Dude, you have to do... Listen, I mean this. If you don't do an Asian impression, I'm going to have this crowd beat the shit out of you.
We are not.
They will fuck you up, dude. This isn't like... I know you've been to other comedy shows where they're not violent animals, but they were waiting to attack, dude. So you got to go now. Asian impression.
You have so many... You can go... Oh, you go... Ugh.
It's easy.
Just so many options.
I'm here to...
Come here. I'll grab your eyes. Come here. I'll hold your eyes so you can hold the mic.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, do the. Thank you, Colin. This isn't all racist right at all. Thank you, Colin.
Oh. Wait, what's that part?
He's making his dick smaller.
I'm making his dick smaller.
He's shortening his dick. I like that. So good. Yeah, do it. Good. Good. You got this, dude. Colin, his eyes, not his mouth.
Yeah. Do you like my t-shirt?
Jesus Christ. See,
slapping up when you're gay.
That's the most racist thing I've ever been part of.
That was racist.
That's how sad the universe is.
That was, I appreciated the effort. Look, you came in a costume, which is great. But I feel like you didn't really nail the talent part. I feel like everyone up here could do a better Asian impression.
Yeah, that was a very...
So we're going to have you all try one by one.
That was...
Come on, everyone, right now. Do you hear? Hello. Hadouken.
It's everybody but me, by the way. For anybody watching the podcast, maybe you're just listening to it. Everyone but Tony Hinchcliffe.
Look, now everyone do a black person. Yo, what up, man?
Okie dokie.
Yo, what's going on? I don't want to go to school.
Let me ask you this, you're gay. Did you wear that shirt knowing that I was gonna be here, or is Peng Dang just in pop culture now? Like, you knew that I was the guest.
Yes.
And so you did it like for me to see it and be like, hey, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
You did it to hurt him.
Yeah. It seems like it's pro Peng. Are you pro Peng?
Pro.
It's the thing that you grill with.
Yeah, you're pro Peng. Dude, I'm going to get my propane tank refilled.
I am anti-pang.
Propane and propane-related accessories.
I guess I'm more of a real-ass podcast fan.
Wow, hell yeah, dude. You kept it real-ass. I do appreciate that. So, what's your real name, dude? Is it really your gay? How cool would that be?
He doesn't want to give his... Because he doesn't want to get fired from whatever job he has right now.
You can't get fired from landscaping.
What is it? What do you do for work? Instead of giving us your name, just give us a ballpark of what you do for work. Don't lie.
He works in a ballpark.
Grocery store.
Really?
I actually signed something to where I actually
I steal sandwiches
can't...
and give them to the people who know me.
What?
I actually signed something to where I can't make... I can't...
You can't do Asian impressions.
I can't do explicit videos. Anything at all. I will get fired.
From your grocery store job?
Yes. It's.
That's for like OnlyFans, though. Not this.
You signed a fucking NDA for HEB? This shit's crazy. Why can't you make videos if you work at a grocery store?
I guess with all the crazy videos coming out now, I can't really do anything like that.
So what would you, if your bosses at your grocery store saw an immigrant giving you chink eyes on a live podcast while the whole crowd of people does their best Asian impression, do you think that would get you in trouble?
I think it would get me in trouble.
I want this video to go viral.
What's an interesting fact about you? You're gay. It's the name he signed up as.
My uncle's a drug lord. He's in jail right now.
Do you always slap your chest with a microphone like when you do other things, like karaoke and whatnot?
I actually went yesterday to karaoke to practice getting on stage, but everybody was good at singing, so I did not go up.
That's insane.
Oh, you didn't do
did
it
Did you
that
do
time.
Turning Japanese?
This is his first time now.
Huh?
Did you notice what he was doing? What? Anything he said earlier, every time he would answer, well, my favorite color is blue. Well, I actually can't talk about it. It's just a weird how I've never
Tony,
seen
Tony, he's one of
before.
Our fans. He's stopping himself from going.
Yeah. It's a one-third of a Zig Heil. That's what's going on. So your uncle's a drug lord?
Yes.
What type of drugs? Cocaine?
I'm not too sure, but I knew that when he got locked up. But I didn't
Hey,
know
could
that.
You do me a favor? Can you cover the microphone more with the top of your hand so we can't hear you speak into it?
Really bad mic technique
it's
for
crazy.
A grocery store employee.
Yeah, this is my first time going up.
Yeah,
so. I mean,
imagine you're checking a price on something right now, okay? Huh? Price on peanut butter, aisle 4.
Oh.
You're gay. You're gay. Listen to me. You so far you've been you're in first place technically right now because. I mean, you did it. You got up there. You did your Asian impression. I feel like almost anybody could do a better Asian impression.
Yeah. Are you good at anything? Do you have any real, actual talents? I get it now. Asian impression, and you wore the shirt.
I made the shirt. I designed the shirt.
It's a okay. Bad
shirt. That's about it.
Okay.
So you are gay.
No.
Look at this little fucking.
I also feel most.
Dude, I love how this guy
chupacabra in the front row here. This little fucking.
You're more Asian than the shirt.
What's your actual biggest talent? That's a great question.
There's nothing really significant, I guess.
Imagine somebody said, "What's your talent?" and you said, "There's nothing."
Nothing.
I would literally fucking kill
stage,
myself.
While he's on stage at a talent show. Not only like just that he caught off guard, he's on stage at a talent show and we're like, what's your talent? He goes, not really, nothing. Nah.
You need to have more fucking confidence, you're gay.
I just got the balls to come up here. That's about it.
You that's know what? And out. That's all that really matters, no. Right? Is
clap it up one more time for you, gay.
It's all about freedom, and you really went for it here today. Let's keep this thing moving.
Yeah,
along
all right. Thank you, you're gay. Thank you. Good night. Thank
Get
you.
Up.
Put it down.
If that segment got edited out, that wouldn't be the worst thing for me. I'm kidding. I'm never going to work on anything mainstream ever again anyway. It's all right. We don't have to work. All these are just jokes.
All right, guys, right now, go to podcastmerch.com and check out our incredible line of amazing merch. Brand new limited edition Skank Vest merch, Real Ass Podcast merch, Legion of Skanks merch, and more. Go there right now and click around and check out our amazing lineup of brand new products. Also, remember, there's the limited edition Skank Vest yearbook only available for Skank Vest ticket holders. So grab that if you have your Skank Vest tickets and pick it up right at Skank Vest. Podcastmerch.com. Okay, where were we? Let's go with, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring up your next performer or your next talented person from the audience. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for I'm Gay. I'm Gay. All right, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
You're gay's evil brother.
It's this little fella.
Yeah,
wait a minute. Was it? Was it?
This guy. This guy was in the front row of one of the stand-up shows.
I'm gay. Wait a minute. Have you been on the Real Ass Talent Show before?
Yes, I have.
Where was it? Is it Houston?
Oh yeah.
Wow, dude, you're a traveling Real Ass Talent guy.
Fucking right, dude. Hold on, let me adjust this. I've always wanted to.
What's up with your fans and not knowing how to fucking touch a microphone? Has people ever been out in public before?
I hope not.
You look like you should be a giant, but you're not. Yeah.
I wear a size 7 5/8 hat, and none of us.
I remember. Listen to me. This guy's so short that I felt bad for trashing him for being short last time.
He didn't feel bad for me.
I felt bad.
Trashed me.
No, I trashed you still, of course. But I felt bad as I was doing it. I was looking at him. I was like, "Damn, dude, this probably hurts." Anyway, little tiny man, let me tell you something.
There was something else that I did.
I remember you did talent last time. Last time, did you do a backflip? No, you didn't win. The guy who won the backflip
yeah,
won.
Yeah, the fucking gay little short dude. Fucking short.
The other gay little
yeah.
short dude.
Yeah, the fucking gay little. But there was something else that I did. I was sitting right there.
Yep.
Oh, this is the guy that tried to take his dick out during Jay's show.
I didn't try.
Wow, wow.
I didn't try.
You did
I
it?
Fucking did.
No, no. Whoa, on the record, you tried. On the record, you tried.
It was very yeah. small.
You're on it?
And inside my pants, no one actually saw it. So
yeah, it was a goddamn. I mean, you would imagine his dick's not going to be big. There's no yeah. part of him that's big.
Yeah, no. If the carpet matches the drapes, it's going to be tiny with a lot of pubes on the balls.
There's a lot of that.
All right, so look, I'm gay. Let's get to your talent here. This is a pretty impressive one. It's always feats of strength.
More like inches of strength. This fucking guy. Is he even tall enough to be on this ride right now that he's on?
We have a lost child at the front.
Look at this. It's like Stone Cold's fucking toddler.
You're 2 inches taller than me, dickhead, with your fucking hat on. So stop with the fucking shorts.
What in the world are you talking about, you little piece of fucking...
It's a hide-off. We got a hide-off.
Back to back.
And he's got boots.
He's Tony! Tony! Tony!
He's
Tony,
got boots on!
Tony! 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 Congratulations, Tony. You're 5'6". Tony crushed him.
How tall are you, Fox?
He made you look a fool.
Wow, dude.
He made you look a fool, dude.
I am a fool. I'm up on stage in front of a bunch of fucking people about to do something retarded, so...
What's going on, but he looks like he should have his voice, and he looks like he should have his voice.
I'll swap.
You guys do voiceovers for each other?
You need a red fucking beard, dude.
All right, so I'm gay. Let's see this talent, and we'll talk to you a little bit more afterwards. I hope you're going to clean your ears on stage. Is that what you're doing?
Yep.
And then wipe it on your pants. Did anyone just watch what happened there? That's fine that it just happened, but he just went, and then he went like that.
I didn't wipe it on my pants.
You wiped it on your pants, dude.
I wiped it on my knife.
Yeah. Your knife. Was that a threat, dude? I will take your knife and rape you with it.
What is it, a fucking butter knife? Faggot.
Maybe.
I don't think he likes me very
Lego
much.
Accessory?
All right, I'm gay.
Tony's been waiting so long to make fun of a short, bald guy he has to be on stage with all the time.
Oh. I just got the
Let's say.
It took me a
Okay, so I'm going to try to do a handstand, and then while doing a handstand, do a push-up and not fall over.
A handstand push-up. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for I'm Gay doing a handstand push-up. Let's see. I want to see this. I'm very excited about it.
Holy
don't
shit.
Fall into the front row. Worry. Here we go.
The guy's just moving back. He's leaving his girlfriend to just have a fucking...
Don't worry. Zach will leap up and catch you.
I'm going to be your safety mat.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
Oh! Not bad.
That was pretty good.
Not bad.
Why are you flipping me off? I didn't.
Short pry, baby.
I thought you could do that. I think anybody who says they can do that can do that.
The thing is,
you're so small. It was more like like a cue ball rolling over.
Yeah, also, if I weighed 108 pounds, I could also do that.
170.
No, you don't weigh 170.
Oh, yeah. Really? Dude. Take off your shirt. Let's fucking see what's underneath there.
Tony, get up there and slay his ass, Tony. Show him what a real man looks like, Tony. Yeah, go.
Come on, Tony.
Yeah. I love your style. How old are you?
45.
Oh, my God. Every answer is sadder than the previous one. It's incredible.
What does your tattoo on your chest say?
Which one?
The one that says Lex. Well, the one that's words.
It says Lex Talionis.
What does that mean, Lex Talionis?
It means talentless for the law of retribution. Lex Talentless.
It means the talentless.
But I don't call my dad anymore.
The talentless one in French. Lex Talentless. Wait, what does it mean?
Lex Talionis means the law of retribution.
The law of retribution.
All right, well, now I'm scared.
All right, well, this
guy's going to shoot us all up.
Yeah,
did someone tattoo that on you after you did something to their daughter?
I used to be a cop. And
fuck you, pig!
Hey, Cap! Hey, Cap!
Yep,
but he's a piglet!
Hey, Cap!
Jack, 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 Jack.
That's a big 10-4. Yeah, we're going to stop for some munchkins.
Yeah. So.
You used to be a cop. How long were you a cop for?
5 years.
5 years?
Yes.
Wow. And what happened?
I quit.
Why?
Was it today and you shaved your head?
No. I did shave my head today, but I didn't quit.
Did you shave your head today because someone found your laptop?
No.
If it would have been all this guy's weight on George Floyd's neck, he'd still be alive.
I know, yeah.
It would have been George, nice.
Couldn't jump high enough to get black eyes in a chokehold.
George Floyd would have been like, you know what? I could be pretty good.
He would have came back the next day and gave you another $20.
Black guys laughing, we're good.
You know what? You know what? Everything's cool, man. I can breathe pretty good.
Yeah. He goes to the left. Oh, mama. Right there, baby.
You really helped me out there, little guy. I appreciate
George
that.
George Floyd Senior would love this. George Floyd Senior. Oh, mama.
Oh, Eric Garner would have worn you like a towel in the summer.
Yeah, yep. Something almost just like that actually happened in real life, and I got fucked up.
What happened?
Some lady decided to stab her fucking daughter with a kitchen knife during Thanksgiving, and I jumped on her back, and she ran around with me fucking flapping behind her like a cake.
Then it go, bam, 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 bam.
She was trying to chase you out like a fly. Yeah. She was
fucking this guy with a giant wooden baton.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, better stop slapping your daughter.
What was the reason that you quit? What was the final thing that made you not want to be a cop anymore?
Well, I was making $32,000 a year with $5,000 fucking hazardous pay, and it was fucking South Louisiana. So
Colm's like, what? That's a lot. That's a crazy amount of money.
Right.
Did you get your own bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh, so did they make you share a bedroom with your partner, do they?
Did you have to share a bedroom with your morbidly obese friend?
You guys do look like you'd be like an old-timey cop couple. They don't make cops fat anymore. But in the 50s, you guys would be in the same squad car. So what was the reason? You just weren't making enough money?
Yeah, it was fucking dog shit. So I went to the oil field and made a whole bunch more money there.
You went to the oil field? Oh, yeah. What were you doing? Just blackface?
No. That's
what I would do.
That was in between.
Hey, what's going on?
Hang on.
Well, welcome back to the force.
What were you doing in the oil field?
So anytime somebody climbed up a tall tower, we couldn't get to them in case they had a heart attack.
Is this your code?
No.
Oh, we got another one up a tower.
No. If they had a stroke or a heart attack, we need to set up a rope system to be able to evacuate them off that point in time. So that was me. I set up the rope system.
So you had an expertise in tying nooses.
I could, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
You got it.
I've never tied a noose, but I know how to do it.
He's like, so if you take a burning cross and you put it right there.
That's not part of the process.
Okay. Just making sure. So now you're making fucking mad money as an oil.
No, I'm out of that now.
Now what do you do?
Yeah, I work security.
You work security. So now you are a rent-a-cop.
Basically.
Are you half off?
No. I make $350 a day to sit and stare at a fucking electrical substation.
An electrical substation?
Yeah,
well, is that child porn?
No, that's legit. That's the name of it.
Do you have to wear a hard hat for that?
No. I know you want to be.
Dude, if you were, listen, I'm sorry, and I'm not hating on you, dude. I bet you're actually kind of tough, because you could do a fucking upside down push-up. That was pretty impressive. I'll give you that.
Yeah,
all right, dude.
I got it.
But if you were the security guard that was in charge of me getting between anything, I would fucking walk right through you.
There's a technique. You go for the feet.
Okay. Unless you want to try it right now?
Go for the feet? For
you have
your
to,
feet?
You have to stop
there's
me.
There's not. No.
You have to stop
there's
me.
There's not this enough room
talent.
For this.
This is his talent.
When a toddler doesn't want you to leave, and they just cling onto your shin.
You think Lewis doesn't have experience with that?
I was...
We'd have
right.
to.
Move,
we have to.
To the
dog. We should take a beat and move the table back. If
so
you
what am I doing? I'm trying to get through.
I guess
I'm trying to. I'm trying to sexually assault these two women right now. Okay.
No. You're guarding.
He's guarding. No. He's their bodyguard. I'm going to listen to me. I'm going to take them sexually, deep and hard.
Yes.
Against their will.
Which one first? Which one are you going?
Doesn't matter. Whichever one I touch first, they're getting it first. Okay.
Yeah. We just want to know who we have to split our time with tomorrow.
Yes.
Plenty of room in the bed for one more.
Jack, Jack, Jack,
Jack,
Jack! Jack! Jack!
Hey, can I get a double vodka tonic up here? I'll kiss your mouth.
Can I get a lot of Bud Lights?
No, you can't go that way. No, no, no.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
No,
referee.
Go, loose.
Just get him.
Oh,
get him loose.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh,
the little guy, he caught it.
That's it. Well, there you have it.
He did it.
I got.
He protected those women.
I think.
He protected those women.
I grabbed his dick. It's not small. He's lying to you. I grabbed his dick.
Is that true? Did you feel that?
I felt it. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for I'm gay.
I'm gay. Also, I got Lewis to admit he's gay.
Okay. Whew, I'm not out of shape.
Whee!
By the way, when I got through, I saw the fear in these girls' eyes. They were like, ah!
And he came in his pants.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Ladies, sorry. All right, who do we want next? You pick him, Tony.
Okay, let's just do well. Yep, let's go down. Let's check out Ivan Ooze, everybody.
Ivan Ooze, let him hear it.
Yes.
Ivan Ooze. Ivan Ooze. Hey, can I get a sugar-free vodka Red Bull, please? Tito's, please. Sugar-free vodka Red Bull, Tito's, please. Thank you.
What's up, guys?
Yo, are you?
Welcome, buddy.
Hey, full disclosure, I met this guy in the street today. Hey, what's up?
You're on his bike.
Yeah, he was on his bike. He rode up behind us, and he was like, oh, hey, Cam, I can't wait for the show later. And I was like, don't fucking talk to me, dude.
Lewis.
Don't fucking look at me. I'm trying to talk to hot young children right now, and you're cramping my style.
Yeah, you guys were in the middle of a conversation. I felt kind of rude about it.
That's okay.
My bad.
No, it's all good, dude. Jesus Christ, I'll be such a fucking nice guy. I'm kidding, dude.
All right, fuck you.
You make me like you look like an asshole by being a nice guy in comparison. Come throw it back at me, dude.
Yeah, you should have said we were kissing or something.
Yeah, you had a tank shirt on or something.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Lacking in the muscle area.
Shut the fuck up. I hate this guy. I hate this guy.
Yeah, dude, you're a little uppity. You got a little bit of a cockiness about you. I don't know what's going on here now. But your talent better be good because right now you're making a shitty first impression.
I'll try, man. I got a rap for you guys. Who wants to hear a rap?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
First of all, what color are you? What color are you?
I'm Hispanic. I'm not a color, but I'm Hispanic. Yeah, technically.
Wow, dude. Whoa. Oh, calm down, fucking libtard woke police.
Wow, boo. Sylvia Plath. Who brought Sylvia?
You're a color. You're a color.
Red.
I'm not as black red. As that guy over there.
No, you made it weird, dude.
That's the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Get the fuck
Battle.
Don't be bringing up race, man. Joke.
What flavor of Hispanic are you?
Don't be bringing up race, you fucking dog, dude. You kidding me?
That's a hard question to answer.
Get out of here.
Didn't meet your dad.
He was there. He was there half the time.
So what are you?
Weekends.
What are you?
Hispanic.
Okay.
Salvadorian.
Salvadorian.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, got some good food.
I don't even know what that is.
Pupusas, dude. Right?
Pupusas. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh,
is
that how you say it?
Okay. Pupusas kind of sounds like pussy. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. You really took all the air out of that joke before anyone could make one.
I'm trying to get a hip hop beat for him because he's gonna do a freestyle rap.
Do you need a beat or do you go a cappella?
Well, I was gonna see if they had something in the booth or if you wanted to beatbox Lewis.
Nah, he doesn't give a fuck. Dude, anything.
We don't have recording equipment in the booth.
Yeah.
What if we got Indian kid up the front to start just banging out a little sort of a
just cash register sounds. Sounds like the beginning of Pink Floyd Money. Thank you very much.
Take me away.
Back to my country. Take me away.
Mr. Gomez, you did not pay for that.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ching.
No, I don't. I don't want him to stink up the stage too much.
No, no. You're gonna do great here, and I love how you're trying to play along with our racism too. It's really nice, dude. Thank you.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke.
Thank you, dude. So look, I can't get a beat here, but I can do. I can beatbox for him. Wait, no, I got one. Freestyle rap beat. Okay, let's see. Is this a good one?
One, I want a murder.
And I'll just give you to when to cut it.
That's an ad, Lewis. I don't know. This is Lewis's first
time. Maybe if my producers didn't put fucking commercials and they knew that when you play a video, to wait for the commercial.
Sign up for a Spotify Premium.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. And I'll give you one of these. All right. Yeah, stand up, take a look at my feet. That smoke and that sizzle comes from that awesome heat. When a road opens up, you better come through. Throw you in a barrel, smoke you like barbecue. Don't try to wreck me, cause I'll break your neck. Have you waiting on the reaper like a stimulus check. Coming through your ears like a sonic boom. Gonna be a fucking legend like MF Doom. If I jump off this mic, it'll be too soon. So keep your eyes on me like another full moon ends. Please excuse me while I tip my hat. Yeah, the Wuhan flu came from Congress bats, and that's that. Yeah.
Black trans lives matter. Black trans lives matter. Black trans lives matter.
Maybe.
Yeah, dude. That was a test. You fucking passed. I don't believe that you freestyled that. That's
how long
problem.
You been doing pre-written freestyle rap?
So, it's a long story. I've been meaning to get on Kill Tony for like ever, but it's fucking nerve-wracking, and I've had that one.
Can they have a line?
What'd you say?
I've been trying to get on Kill Tony forever.
Have you been signing up?
Dude, not recently, and I've been holding that.
Well, then it's impossible to get on the show. it's literally the only way to do it. You could have done it, but you didn't do it. So what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm gonna be honest, man. I've been pussing out, man. It's nerve-wracking to get on this stage.
Yeah. And that's what you're gonna do up there? What have you ever done stand-up comedy before?
I've tried it a couple times, yeah.
Okay, how recently?
Dude, honestly, like 8-9 months
ago. How many of you guys want to see this guy do a fucking chip?
Wow.
Wait.
Let's fucking go.
Well, I mean, we'll just do something.
Uninterrupted.
Right down the barrel, uninterrupted. Do some time. There it is.
And yeah. I'll do the sound. So when you hear the kitty cat meow, that means you got 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
And then otherwise you'll get interrupted by the angry Austin, Texas, West Hollywood bear.
There you go. All right. Your 60 seconds starts now. Ivanews, everybody.
Let's fucking go. All right. All right, Austin. It fucking rocks out here. I love Texas. I hear the Texas state flower is the blue bonnet. I'm from New Jersey, where the state flower is heroin. I'm actually sober. I fucking hate the 12 steps. I hear you guys in Texas love two-stepping. No wonder you're all alcoholics, right? Let's see. Yeah, dude, I forgot the rest of the set. I wasn't prepared for that.
There we go. Come on, give it up for him.
You know what that did? You fucking did it. You were on the spot and you did it, dude.
Nah.
Yeah, dude.
Fairness.
I'll tell you right now, Ivan. I'm giving you shit, but you you're not talentless.
Wow.
Thank God.
You're not. So far, Ivan is the most talented person that's been up here.
That's
no doubt about it. And you know what the craziest thing about this to me is, Ivan, is that you could have done this at Kill Tony, even if you would have flailed out after a couple jokes, 40 seconds, and then during the interview part, if I asked you if you had a talent, you did the freestyle rap, that shit would have destroyed.
Murdered.
And now you accidentally tonight did it in front of me here in front of 24 people. So it's going to be super lame when you show up on a Monday and you sign up and I pull you out and I've heard your jokes and I already know the pre-written rap.
Right.
And there's going to be 350 people there on a Monday, sold out, and then the hundreds and hundreds of thousands that'll watch it afterwards. And the whole time, I'm just going to be like, go back and watch this clip of him doing it backwards and wrong at the fucking
Well, that's what I was looking forward to, the interview on your show. I think I've got a pretty
good dude, what the fuck am I, chopped liver? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Be happy you're here, dude. You might win $100 tonight.
I hope so. Well, you said it was $350. I'm going to try to barter.
I said it was $250, you piece of shit, okay?
Fuck. $350, $250, same shit.
I love his rapping. He's like Suge Knight Shyamalan. You're ready for show business, though, dude. You're
Hell
ready.
Yeah.
You went to Kohl's today, got that fucking outfit. Real jean shorts like nobody wears.
I wear these literally every day.
How old are you?
31.
31. See, what's good is you look like you could be younger still.
I know, dude.
You still got time, dude.
I got gray jeans.
You got gray jeans.
Actually,
no, jeans
I would disagree with that.
Yes.
Thank you.
You got it. He's a killer. He's
all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, one more time for the great Ivan Ooze. Let him hear it.
How did you guys know that he didn't make it up on the spot?
I could just tell it was pre-written.
When he rhymed Austin with Flossom.
I don't know. I could just tell it wasn't. Yeah, it was. Too,
yeah, I mean, you could tell.
Just to do like
because it wasn't about us and the things happening in the room right
now.
Yeah,
if he would have freestyle rapped about us,
I'm in any room right now.
I was waiting for him to make a joke about one of us, and he's talking about a fucking bat and Wu-Tang. I was like, what?
Wu-Tang?
Wu-Tang.
Don't tell him.
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang.
Don't tell him.
Wu-Tang. Yes.
The Wu-Tang Clan.
No, it's Wu-Tang. You never been to Wu-Tang? Okay, whatever. Maybe I'm dumb. All right, let's go. All right, let's go.
What do you think?
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom for supporting today's show. YoKratom is an incredible company that really supports everything. They're the marquee sponsors for Skankfest and my entire fight camp. They are in the gas digital business. And if you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you guys are in the market for Kratom, make sure you purchase it from YoKratom.com. They're home of the $60 kilo. This is wholesale prices. Get it delivered right to your door. No more making a weird trip to the gas station or your local smoke shop. If you're in the market for Kratom, this is the company you got to buy it from. It's YoKratom.com. Okay, where were we? You want to go with that guy? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the great George Miller. George Miller, come on.
Oh, shit. There he is. Look at this guy.
Come on, George. Let's see. George, if you could bring me those Reese's Pieces back there.
Well, we already have our jean shorts guy for the talent show. So, oh, hey, what's up, man?
Lord George.
Yo, there's no Reese's peanut butter cups.
It's all right, dude. Talk into the microphone.
No Reese's peanut butter cups.
There's Reese's Pieces back there. Don't tell me, George. I know for a fact there's Reese's Pieces back there.
Who is this?
I've been looking at him the whole fucking night.
Is this little Jay Oakerson over here? What's going on right there?
Okay, so what's going on? George, your talent is very unique. Are you a good artist?
I used to draw caricatures for birthday parties.
For birthday parties, so people would hire you to come to their birthday party and do
this. What's that accent?
Pennsylvania, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
No, you're thinking.
I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
What a retard.
Yes, that's a retarded accent, Tony. That's not a Philadelphia accent. So you can draw. How quick are you at drawing caricatures? Caricatures?
I can do something in 2 minutes. So I would love.
Can you
draw
a crowd and teach Lewis how to?
Nah.
Oh, stop it. Joni.
Joni.
Whoa. Here.
George Miller, this is for you. So you're going to draw Tony Hinchcliffe?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Do it. Absolutely. It sounds
all right,
awesome.
Let's see.
Can I take a seat here?
No, you're just
standing.
How
long does it take?
Two minutes.
2 minutes.
Two minutes.
All right. Can we give him a dark marker? Do we have like a Sharpie?
No, I want this pen.
You want that pen?
Okay.
All right, dude. All right. He knows what he wants. Why do you need your phone?
It's a duo.
One minute and 50 second timer.
What the hell?
He's timing himself?
All right, I guess.
Tony,
who the fuck has a 1 minute 50 second timer? What app is that?
He really is trying to.
iPhone.
He really is like trying to make this more dramatic. He's like, I'm gonna do it
more
in 2 minutes. Like, dude,
dude, if this guy hands back a smiley face,
he fucking wins the $100.
When he was practicing, it got to like 2 minutes and 1 second, and he was like, "Fuck!"
By the way, he's been up there for a minute and a half setting the timer.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on, dude?
The timer and draw the fucking picture.
You can sit there in the middle.
Sit.
All right. Whatever you want to do.
Whatever I want to do.
Whatever I want to do. All
right. Well, geez, you don't have to keep saying it like that. Like you're just gonna start sucking our cocks or something. Whatever I want to do. Whatever I want to do. I can do whatever I want to do.
This is a strange guy, and I like him. He's making us uncomfortable. At first, I was okay with it.
He hasn't started the clock either.
He hasn't started. He's 3 minutes in.
When you find out that they never recorded this, you can just use this image to play on the YouTube video the whole time.
This is it. Hey, Tony, does he look more like Jay now that he's on a stool?
What? You're just staring into my soul. You're not drawing. Are you drawing with your mind or something?
Start. What are you talking about? We've been saying start for 3 fucking minutes.
The whole time.
Dude.
Oh, wow. He's really focused.
Dude, if he just writes the word faggot, it'll be hilarious.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I would love that.
Fuck. Fuck Tony.
Do I get this when you're done with it?
It was the most beautiful font of fuck Tony.
I like how he's like drawing it like it's real art. This guy was working at a fucking...
Can you talk while you're doing this? What are you doing right now?
No.
He can barely talk when he's standing there.
He doesn't have a microphone.
Can you talk? Well,
what are you doing right now? Drawing.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me see. I'm gonna give you my.
Sorry. Look up again, actually, motherfucker.
Whoa. He said, "Smile for me, big boy."
Oh, yeah. Wait. Well, you want me to smile?
Yeah.
There you go.
You like rollerblading, Tony?
Yeah. So much. Love rollerblading.
I'm gonna put you on some rollerblades.
I mean, this is good so far, but it's like, first of all, this is going to take you more than a minute and 50 seconds.
Am
because
I in the background?
No, you're not in the background.
Why am I posing then? I'm trying to look good.
You should have given yourself the 3 minutes that I told you to give yourself, because I see where you're going with this. This is not bad.
He might catch up quick. He has 30 seconds left.
29.
All right, he definitely will not catch up quick.
The huge teeth are hilarious.
Of course. I do. I have big teeth. That's how a caricature of me would should. There should definitely be big teeth. There's small teeth.
Yeah, you fucked up.
The small teeth.
Let's see. You have 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pen down.
Oh!
Pen down, sir.
Brum, brum, brum.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Tony Hinchcliffe.
Let me see that thing. What do we got? Oh, all right. That's sort of just the Joker, basically, but all right.
1954 original Joker.
Thank you, dude. Go to the microphone. We're going to talk to you so for a minute.
Oh, gosh. Not bad.
It's not bad. It's cool. If he had more time, he set the time limit. We didn't tell him to do it in two minutes.
I can do it in 1 minute and 50 seconds. I am from Philadelphia.
Has he been practicing for that time at home?
I haven't done a caricature in about 12 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why? What happened? What happened?
We ate this piece of chocolate, and it told me it was a great fucking idea, man.
Oh, so you got all fucked up on some edibles?
The last time I did a caricature of the guy I ran over by a bus. I didn't have the confidence to do it again. Tony, you freed me.
This is pretty good. So what do you have, like an art background or something?
Yeah. I have a bachelor's degree in commercial arts.
Commercial arts? You have a college degree?
Yeah, I'm a tattoo artist. I tattoo.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say. There's no way you're using your degree for anything. Jesus Christ, sir.
I made signs for 5 restroom fucking signs with Braille for 5 years.
That has nothing to do with your degree, sir.
I
asked for change outside of a Stop and Shop. So.
Other than using a computer, that's about it.
Hell yeah, dude.
You got a shop here in Austin?
No. I work at.
Why would you? Where is it?
Where's your tattoo shop?
North Austin.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, your tattoo shop?
How far north?
Yeah.
How far north?
Cool.
Pflugerville?
Pflugerville? Through,
listen to me, you son of a bitch. How far north is your shop?
Yeah, the border of Austin and Cedar Park, about 20 minutes.
right.
That's not bad. I'll get a can we tattoo me this weekend if I come get a tattoo by you?
Oh, fuck yeah, man. I'm off all day Sunday. Come on in, buddy.
But will you, Sunday I have to leave. It's okay, going to have to be
tomorrow
Saturday
night or Saturday.
You want to
come Saturday night after your show?
Maybe, but you have to pay me to do the tattoo. I will. You pay me. I'll post it on my Instagram. I'll be like, dude, this guy's the fucking best, the bomb diggity. $3,000.
You want a card, my man?
$3,000 cash.
No, then he can see. He can see the real shit.
Let me see the real shit. I want to see it. What if it's just tattoos of Tony's face?
Yeah. Why does your girl not want you to give your card out? What's going on?
Oh, she thought it was the credit card. That's hilarious. She thought you're actually retarded. She's like, no, he'll pay you.
Every time he's talking to the boys.
Now it's your turn to buy the meth this week.
I like it, dude. This is what the tattoo shop is. Pigment Tattoo and Laser Removal, Austin, Texas. George fucking Miller. This your shop?
I don't own it. I just work there.
Okay, so no. The answer is no.
Wow.
So,
I don't know. I just work there.
I don't know.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, one more time for George Miller, guys.
Yeah.
Pigment Tattoo and Laser. Thank you, George.
Thank you.
That's fun. George is a nice guy. He's a little uncomfortable. I'm not going to let him tattoo me. That'd be fucking psychotic, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I am, right?
I'm going to give you a tattoo, Lewis, but I can only do it in 1 minute and 50 seconds.
Weirdest Philly accent I've ever heard.
It's crazy.
I'm from Philadelphia.
Let's go.
Will you tattoo Lewis on me?
George. George.
Will you tattoo a character of Lewis on me?
Aren't you two supposed to be helping your Uncle Dog the Bounty Hunter catch
Shit. All right, let's go. I want to go with this guy, Jonathan Hernandez. Put your hands together for Jonathan Hernandez.
Hernandez!
Oh,
she's a big boy.
Big boy.
He's a big boy.
The fuck is this, a diversity showcase?
Yeah, why are there so many fucking darkies in this town? What is going on here? I didn't sign up for this, guys. This is a Nazi podcast. This isn't okay. Look at this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, clap it up one more time for Jonathan.
Look how big this guy is.
Hernandez. Jonathan.
I don't know how to work this thing. I'm just going to bend
just
over.
Just pick it up. Just pick it up like it's a big giant weirdo that you are. Pick it up. Go on, just grab it. Just
turn
it
the air. Look at you. Turn
it. Yeah, there we go. Take it out.
I got it.
Freak.
He's going to pet
it.
The microphone to death.
Look at you, you fucking weirdo.
Jonathan, where are you from?
I guess here.
You're from here. All right. So you wrote here you're going to challenge me to an arm wrestling match.
I did write that.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Here it goes.
I wrote that after you said you didn't have enough people for this competition, so I just wanted to help you out.
You're helping me out by getting your ass kicked in arm wrestling.
Yes.
Humiliating you, Lewis.
You think he's going to... Well, can I tell you what I can't do? I can't go... I am a righty, and I can't go righty because I have a wrist injury.
Oh, excuse it.
So I'll go lefty. What does it matter, you fucking asshole jerk-offs?
No, excuse
me. Are you a righty or a lefty?
I'm a righty, but if you can't go... If you're also a righty...
I'm also a righty, and I can't go righty. There's
lefty,
no fucking difference. There's no difference.
Well, let's do it.
It's fair.
Come on.
Woo! He's a big guy. This guy is easily, twice my size. This is a huge man right now.
So you don't want to tape your right wrist and go for it or something like that?
No, I'm going to go with my left hand.
All right.
He's not lefty. He's alt-righty.
So, Jonathan, do you work out a lot?
Never.
No, I know. I'm kidding. But you're a strong guy. You're a bigger guy.
What do you weigh?
I'm a big guy. 360.
360.
Wow.
Which is 10 pounds less than what you guys asked me on when Legion of Skanks was here.
Okay. Why did we talk to you about it? Why did we put your fat on display during Legion of Skanks?
Wow. We don't have to go into it, but my wife pegged me. Let's go past it.
Oh, that's right. I remember this. Yes. Yes, the fat Mexican guy's wife was pegging him.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yes. Puerto Rican.
Yes. Okay. So, all right. So, dude, we're going to arm wrestle right now. Here we go. Let's, ladies and gentlemen, myself, Jonathan Hernandez. This is very talented. If he can come in, I'm training for a fight. I'm very strong. You guys obviously see my physique.
It's a left-handed only.
Left-handed. Yeah, it'll work that far away, I believe.
Yo, Jonathan, over there. You go sit over there with your back to the people. Please.
All right. Jonathan, if you beat me, I mean, I think if you beat me handily right now in arm wrestling, this will probably put you directly in first place.
All right. Who wants to bet on Lewis? Make some noise. Who wants to bet on Jonathan? Make some noise. Oh, shit, Lewis.
Fucking scumbag.
You're like a fool, Lewis.
Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Yuck.
Are you kidding me?
This is depressing.
All right, hold on. For Lewis, make some noise.
It's like over the tub.
Yeah.
For Jonathan, make some noise. Lewis thrives on adversity.
All right, are you guys ready?
3, 2, 1.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow. I think Jonathan's going to win this.
Come on, Lewis. Lewis.
Whoa. I think that's pretty much it.
Finish him!
Lewis, you have to sit down.
He will never give up. You gotta put
Whoa.
It down. No! What?
Wow. Wow.
Don't you ever fucking tell me, baby boy!
Dude!
Get off my stage, you tub of shit!
Wow.
No, wow. Sorry, all right, Jonathan goodbye. Sayers. Jonathan, one more time for Jonathan.
Yeah.
Why?
Wait.
Jonathan, and I'll tell you what happened there. Because Jonathan, I wasn't faking it. Jonathan really did have me right there.
Literally a millimeter.
I saw he had no stamina. I looked him right in his eyes.
Everyone saw that.
And I saw it, and I was like, oh, shit, dude, he's going to gas arm wrestling.
That was poetic.
Oh, yeah.
So I just waited for him to gas, and then I took the fuck over. What a performance on my end. I got to be honest with you.
What a
rope-a-dope. Right now, in this talent show, I am in first place. I am in first place.
Wow.
So, Jonathan, that was thank you for stepping up and fucking showing your talent. You're a very strong guy.
Really? Thank you.
Can I
Look
compliment your
Look
power
at fucking
moves?
Cocky Lewis. Hey, listen.
For those
listen,
of you that
give him a round
it.
Of applause. He what a strong competitor, huh? Hey, what a strong guy. One of the strongest guys of all time. Give it up for him. Hey, but you met the rattlesnake.
He was very strong.
Give it up for him. What a strong guy.
So you guys didn't see this because he had his enormous back to you all, but he picked up Lewis's drink and took a sip out of it in his face after. And I really admire that.
Thank you. Thank you, Zach.
I thought you had him. You just couldn't finish him. Why?
I'll tell you right now.
Millimeter. I don't know where that wouldn't have counted.
No,
you got to put my hand on that fucking table, doggy. Are you kidding me?
All right, fair enough.
Doggy, no.
It would have been great had you beat him, but you didn't. You didn't.
I'll tell you right now, here's what I like about you. Okay, you did take a sip of my drink, and I did see that. But this is what I try to instill in my fucking fan base. Just some fucking, some real rude balls.
That's right.
Rude balls.
Thank you, Lewis.
You guys have now.
Thank you for seeing that.
Step the fuck up. Take the initiative. Ask for fucking forgiveness, not for permission. That's what I say, baby boy. And that's what you did, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I swear to God, when you started to come back and I was looking at the whole thing, I swear to God, I thought he was going to break his fucking arm and it was just going to snap.
Dude, I really thought I was too.
Yeah. Lewis,
have you ever seen The Fly?
Yeah.
I thought that was about to happen.
Lewis said something gay too. He was just like, you will not break me. It was like from a movie. And I was like, fuck. I don't want to see Lewis win anything. He said the most gayest thing. He was just like, not today, motherfucker! I don't know what he said, but it was fucking horrific.
Well, if we learned anything, once again, is what Lewis said, which is ask for forgiveness, not permission, and that is chapter one in Lewis J. Gomez's Guide to Sex.
12 rules to have sex with any girl you want.
Jonathan, if you win the $100, because it was a very valiant effort, what are you going to do with that $100?
I don't know. I mean, it's just $100, probably just buy food for a couple of days.
for a couple minutes?
42 minutes?
Yeah.
That's a 42-minute bill.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, one more time for Jonathan Hernandez. Let him hear it.
Thank you.
Let him hear it.
Yeah.
Honor of Kill Tony?
I mean, maybe, but maybe that's a better way to end. Doesn't that make
you think
better?
So?
No, man. No, wait. No, you. Let's do it. Let's fine. Do that one. Do that.
All right, we're gonna do one more, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready for your final person that is performing for your talent show? Come on, it's a real ass talent show. Is this not the most fun you've ever had? Is this not the most fun you've ever had? Jack, 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 Jack. What a fucking, what a day, guys. Guys, go subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAB. Get a 7-day free trial. We're giving away a pair of all-access passes to Skankfest South every week for the month of October.
Just saw Jonathan pull a towel out of his pocket and wipe his brow with it.
Yeah, Jonathan is fucking...
There it is.
He is sweating, boys.
I mean...
You know that you fucking, you're fat if you have like a handkerchief to wipe your sweat like an old black comedian.
Jonathan.
That's Jonathan wears like in life. He has that.
That Puerto Rican strong and they look good, damn it.
Jonathan, what did you eat today? Thought he said ketchup and Pepe. Did you guys hear ketchup and Pepe?
Ketchup and pepper.
Yeah. Those are his friends.
Hey, ketchup and Pepe.
Ketchup and Pepe.
Hey, wait, right. Jonathan, can I ask you a fat guy question for while we're here? Do I need to try Raising Cane's? Okay.
What does that mean?
I'm watching skinny people going, yes. Like this chick, she was like, yes, shut up. We're talking fat people right
now. Yeah, because there's Chick-fil-A and like, man, you can taste the hatred. It's so good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. It's a perfect.
The real
perfect
podcast
business.
Was edible.
All right, let's go to our final person in the Real Ass Talent Show, and then we're going to figure out who is the winner here. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Sam.
Sam.
Sam. Sam. Sam.
Sam.
Sam.
Sam.
Sam.
Sam.
Sam.
Sam.
Sam. Sam. Sam. Sam. Sam. Sam. Sam. Sam. Sam. Sam.
There he is. Sam, everybody.
Tony, don't let me blow that.
Huh? Don't look at me like that.
What are you talking about?
I see that look in your eyes.
You don't know what looking at me is like. You have no idea. This is your first time you've ever made eye contact with me, so...
Tony, why do they give you so much
Sam? You always look at me like this.
Sam's got you, dude. Sam has got Sam.
Zach's going to like this. He's maybe a little racist.
Sam understands.
All right, so Sam, you're doing some stand-up for us?
Yeah.
Tony.
Yeah.
Sam.
Does anyone else feel like Tony and Sam have met in a bus station bathroom?
Tony's there. I've never seen you before in my life.
Right, Sam?
Have I ever seen you before, Sam?
Never face to face.
Wow.
My theory holds strong.
Glory hole?
Just butt to butt.
Don't ask, don't tell. That's all I'll say. All right. So what?
Good. All right, Sam. Fucking good. Sam is a fucking walking cumtown episode.
Sam said...
Stop moving around and talk, you nervous asshole. All
right. So I hate people of one specific color. Only one specific color. Yeah. White people, of course, don't freak out. It's white. You know what a balding white guy, a fat Mexican woman, and a colored-haired queer all have in common?
They all hate you.
If you mention any of them in a joke together, they all look at you like you're a fucking nigger. Woo! See, y'all know the look. That's the look. That's it right there. See, racist. Jesus.
Jack.
Hold on.
Jack.
That joke ruled. Sam. 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 Give us another, Sam. One more. You got one more in you.
I got one more.
Come on, Sam. All
right. Any guitar players in the crowd? Any guitar players? No, seriously,
yeah,
none?
The guy plays bass right there. Look.
Okay, we got some. Yeah, I've been trying to learn how to play guitar. I've been trying to learn how to play guitar. Can anybody show me how to finger a minor?
Sam! Sam!
Sam! Sam! Sam! Sam! One more joke! One more joke!
One more joke! Sam!
All right.
In all fairness, if the punchline to this one is finger a nigger.
Jack, Jack, Jack,
Jack, Jack, Jack, Jack, Jack, Jack, Jack.
There's black people in the audience having a good time right now. For those of you watching and listening on the internet. It's me again.
All right.
I didn't say any of these things.
Dude, having comedic integrity sucks dick.
This is Tony Hinchcliffe checking in to say,
What did the alcoholic fish say?
Was it the N-word?
What did... Yes, but not in front of a crowd of 28 people. Yeah. No, what did the alcoholic fish say? Drink to breathe, breathe to drink.
Sam!
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 Sell out! Sell out! Sell out!
Sam, you had so much potential, dude, and you threw it away.
Sam, you really did. You didn't fizzle out.
You tasted
out.
Hollywood, then you threw it all away.
Sam, why? The problem is it was just an artistic choice mistake. Like you started strong with that.
I remember when you were the hottest thing in comedy, dude. I remember when we were like, yo, that
rear
guy's
view.
Going.
Rear view, baby.
That guy could be the next Tony Hinchcliffe.
Are you a stand-up?
I do a lot of shit. I've done this like once before.
You've done stand-up once before?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not a stand-up. You're trying. Yeah. But you kind of want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun as fuck.
What do you do? What else do you do?
Oh, I'm living it up, selling life insurance.
Well,
hey, y'all are gonna die one day, so get my number after the show.
Well, you were selling.
I'm not allowed to sell dark insurance.
well, you died tonight, so.
Well,
yeah, maybe.
You were selling
but
life
I live
insurance
tonight.
before this episode goes onto YouTube, and what company do you work for? I'm kidding. Please don't say it,
you
Sam.
Can call me out
please
like that.
Don't, Sam. No.
So, y'all can say it. One of y'all can say it.
What the fuck is this guy talking?
He's crazy. He's a crazy person. But I like him.
I told you not to look at me like that, Tony.
Now I am looking at you a certain way.
Y'all see it. He's giving me the eye. He's giving me the eye. Right? You know.
Are you from here?
I'm from San Antonio.
Like Earth? Earth?
Mostly.
So you're from San Antonio, okay.
Yeah.
And do you do any other like artistic things, like any sort of performance?
Yeah.
Because you got a thing about you. You have an energy about you.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. Now you're starting to give me the look.
Yeah.
Tony's
hell yeah,
me.
Dude.
The energy. Yeah. Oh. The energy is he's tweaking. He's tweaking on
sure.
drugs.
Sure.
You got like a. Thank you. You got a vibe.
It's like yeah, dude. You.
When's the last time you took Adderall?
Does 5 minutes ago count?
Is that the true answer?
No. I just wanted to impress you because I've never seen you face to face.
Wow. Wait, what?
Wow.
I don't get it.
What does that have to do with Adderall?
Tony, you got to just kick the shit out of him.
Yeah, dude.
Tony, get up there and beat the fuck out of him.
Thank you.
He's trying to challenge you, dude. You got to beat his ass.
He thinks he's taller than you, Tony. Go over. Tony,
no.
Get up there and
no.
stitch him in the nose, dude.
Now I'm going to have to make a midget
joke. Take that shit, Tony. Get up there and beat the shit out of this rapist.
I can't tell. Is he good looking?
No. Is he good looking or does he just say
I ask the same question every day.
I can't, well, because the whole I'm with stupid shirt, like there's no way a chick would want to fuck
a guy that
wears that shirt.
No, I'm not with stupid.
No, I'm stupid.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, never mind.
Stupid. Yeah, thank
I'm
you.
I'm stupid.
Yeah.
If you're so I feel like there's no, like I almost feel like if you played your life different, you could be considered a handsome dude, but you're doing your thing, so girls are like, no,
this,
that guy's fucking
this
stupid.
This is oddly reminiscent of therapy. So,
okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Right? Is he? I think he would be a handsome guy if he was doing it differently, right?
Yeah, awesome. Ladies,
girl,
I have brothers, don't worry.
Girl in the front row, right? Wouldn't he be handsome if he wasn't so retarded?
You don't have to lie. You don't have to lie.
You're saying no, he's ugly no matter what.
No, Lewis is...
No, believe in yourself. Believe
all
women.
His fucked up. Yes. His energy's fucked up. His eyes are too far apart.
You want me to do the Asian impression?
His eyebrows are too low. It's a whole thing. They're thin. He's got a thin top lip.
You're saying you're
he'd
talking
never,
all this
under
crap,
any
he's still
conditions
give me that
ever be considered a good looking.
No, I guess
guy.
He's not good looking, and he's not talented either.
But you got to remember, he just said the N word in front of the Real Ass Podcast crowd.
And I did.
So he went from a 6 to a 9 tonight.
And you could go from
ladies,
a 9 to a 6.
Give me a round of applause if you want to fuck the guy who says the N word. And I mean all of us. Every single
that
person
be,
on stage.
That could be anybody up here.
I mean me. I'm talking about
28 people. That's
I mean, look, here's the thing. You, Sam, you're definitely not going to win this talent show tonight. But
I can accept that.
You're not in last place.
Yikes.
I will say he's not in last place.
Thank you.
So
who do you think's in last place?
Right, thank
you
guys, one more time for Sam. Give it up for Sam. Come on, guys.
Lewis is last place in the talent competition.
Sam. But Sam, look, Sam could technically still win.
I think the guy that wore a Pang Dang shirt for an Asian impression was better than Sam.
You think he was better?
Yeah. I got Sam in last place right now.
What was his name?
Phil? I'm pretty sure the black guy agrees with me on this.
He's right there.
All the competitors come stand over here on the side of the stage because we're going to bring you out for audience applause right now. This is great. All the competitors, it's $100. Come on, guys. All of you. That's right. You too. We're going to go in order. This is embarrassing.
Get back up here, dude. You loser. Get up here. Get up here so we can berate you, you fucking loser.
It's a real ass talent show. All right.
Give it up for the guy on the bike. Give it up for the guy on the bike.
We're going to go in order. We're going to go by audience applause.
Spider-Man. No, get across the front.
Stand up front. Get up.
All right, get up there.
You, the black. The black is
Stop. Stop. We're going to go in order. That wasn't the order.
I was ordering them on stage. I was like, give them a
ladies and gentlemen, if you think... You're gay. You're gay. Step forward. You're gay.
There he is.
If you think you're gay, one, clap your hands. You're gay.
You're gay. Step forward again.
Boo.
Should I grab his eyes again so they remember what he actually did?
All right. I'm gay. Step forward. I'm gay. Do you think I'm gay, one? Ivan Ooze. Ivan Ooze is a whip.
Yeah.
He's definitely in first place.
Oh, yeah.
He's in first place right now so far.
Easily.
All right. And now, next up, we're going to go with the caricature drawer, George Miller.
The caricature.
That to be clear, that noise is booze. Mostly it's booze.
Booze.
Thank you very much for the Reese's Pieces. There we go. And then last but not least.
No,
there's two more. I'm sorry. The arm wrestler, Jonathan Hernandez.
Make some noise. Make some noise.
He lost. Remember, I destroyed him.
Make some noise.
And last but not least, with doing his amazing stand-up comedy, put your hands together for Sam. Sam! I mean, it's actually, Sam is probably in second place with the audience vote right now. But I think it is a very clear winner right now with your freestyle rapper, Ivan Ooze. $100, a box of Reese's Pieces. He gets to hug all the competitors. Hug, everyone. Hug. Guys, competitors, hug each other. Hug each other. Hug each other. Come on, guys, hug. Hug each other. Hug tight. Kiss each other. Kiss each other. Kiss. Kiss each other. Kiss each other. Kiss. Kiss.
Ivan,
kiss. 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 He's
about to do one more rap for us.
The real ass part.
A real ass freestyle. The
real ass champion.
He's about to freestyle one last time.
Speech. No, Ivan Ooze. Say some words to the fans while I set up another beat.
Well, I couldn't lose to that Sam dude.
And for real, he's on a freestyle. So give us three things he needs to throw into this freestyle.
Tree change.
Shut the fuck up. I'm sorry.
From the guy who
I'm
looks
so
like
sorry.
A shot.
I didn't realize I was black. I'm so sorry.
All right.
All right. All of that.
I don't think you guys understand. He cannot freestyle rap.
Taco Deli, Crick in the Cave.
He's like, Obama.
All right. So like I said earlier, Austin.
I did it, guys.
Just
I did it.
Right. Let's go.
I'm so proud of myself. All right.
Give him a round of applause. Come on.
All right.
Give him a round of applause.
Fuck yeah. I couldn't lose to that Sam dude. He looks like a preemie Dan's odor. Let's go. Creek in the Cave, Taco Deli, and the guy who looks like he shops at Gap. All right. Yeah, we're at the creek in the cave. No, I ain't gonna behave. You better not treat me like a slave. I'm gonna go to Taco Deli. This guy looks like he's from New Delhi. Yeah, and you got a big belly. Yeah, don't fucking laugh at my joke. You got a mask on your face like you don't even fucking smoke. Yeah. I'll keep going, this place won't shut down. What you think, I'm a motherfucking clown? This goes out to my brother, Mario. Yeah, you the man. We got this $100 in this shit, it's the plan, let's go.
Whoa, holy shit. Holy shit, I'm so that impressed with anyone that can do that. Ivan Ooze, Ivan Ooze, Ivan Ooze, Ivan Ooze. Ladies and gentlemen, pick up his album, The Secret of the Ooze.
That was like watching 7-Eleven Mile.
Why'd you open your shirt, Ivan? Ivan's feeling himself.
I'm alive right now.
I know, dude. Thank you, Ivan. Yeah, guys, clap it up for Ivan Ooze one more time. Guys, clap it up for all of our guests tonight, Real Ass Podcast guests, Colm Turrell and the great Tony Hinchcliffe.
Thank you, everybody.
Zach D'Amico.
Thank you for being a part of the Real Ass Podcast talent show. It's always a lot of fun coming to whatever city we're going to be coming to, finding the most talented people in that city. We really did discover some new talent tonight, guys, so thank you very much for being here. Ivan, give me your Venmo. I said whole hard cash. That's also a lie. I'm going to Venmo you or whatever it is, doggy. We'll get it going. And I might not do it today. Oh, Zach? No, fuck Zach. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for Jack D'Amico. The great Jack D'Amico, my one and only partner in crime. Zach, what'd you think of tonight's show?
That was the best talent show we've ever had.
That was the best talent. I will say Austin is the most talented city that we have been to, undoubtedly.
That's crazy because that's the worst talent show I've ever seen. So pretty amazing. I'm glad we were able to cross our streams here tonight. And fuck yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out. Come this weekend. We're doing stand-up shows all weekend right here in the Creek and Cave. Thank you so much. Support live comedy. Good night.
That's all, folks.